Good morning, Patriots. And it's Monday, the 21st of June, as the time in life spins by. The hand puppet, Joe Biden, is still acting as a president. And we have Kamala Harris, who I believe is still trying to sleep around the world with every leader possible. And Jim Hansen is still running the asylum with his Muppets. So it's a pretty good morning in America. Pretty much everything sacred has been defiled. And our country is dead. But God is alive, and that's the best part about this whole thing. So that's where we're going to begin. So today, we're going to begin with a reminder of Bard's Fest is on the 26th to the 29th of August. On the 27th of August, Mike Lindell is speaking, and on that day, we're going to celebrate the Slipper Revolution, which is to celebrate him and his company for all that they've done in this nation. Mike is continuing to press forward for truth and is probably one of the few voices of leadership we have right now in the nation. He was actually doing something other than just saying general things. Mike's out there building a TV station, building an alternative media network, taking broadsides daily. They've lost $65 million in sales as a result, and he keeps going, and they're increasing their attack now with him again with a whole new round of assaults on the injection. So we need as many patriots as possible to get on over to MyPillow.com. Use the code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. That promo code will get you great discounts. Get over there, support MyPillow. Get yourself a pair of My Slippers. Our goal is to see a million My Slippers sold by August. And everything else you want to do. Whole objective is to cancel the left, and retrieve those sales through Patriot sales so that we can see over 65 million sales returned to the pockets of MyPillow. So get on over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use the BARDS code B-A-R-D-S. While you're there, if you want to also speak to a real person, you can call 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939, and you can use the same code. Oh, and just so I say it, MyPillow now has contributed to over $40,000 to Bard's Fest. So let's give them some love. They're doing an amazing job. They continue to give back incredibly. So just an amazing company. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. We're dealing with a type of warfare that people have never imagined. And it's a level of evil and treason. I will just use treason in a broad term, not just to country, but to God and all the people on this earth. That you can't, and we have probably as a society never imagined. That treason deals with some predetermined issues that are becoming increasingly obvious, that those in power have already made that decision of where we are going. At the center of all of this is our choice and our free will. But there has been a collective decision made at some level that humanity is going to transition to transhumanism. There is also a collective decision in this that people have to decide whether they want to take the shot or not, and that whatever the outcome is, it's kind of winner takes all. The only way we're going to get through this is through an increased strength in our prayer and our relationship with God. You can't stand on your own on this one. And people that walk out here believing that they can, or that are using a general concept of just, I have faith, you're not going to survive it. Because the strains and pressures on the individual are going to increase, and the insanities that we're going to witness are going to increase. I've looked at this too long and with too many details. I look at it from the eyes of Scripture, through prayer, and I look at it also through the reason of real science and what's going on. There is constantly a return back to some general conclusions that are very real and very eye-opening. Let's start with magnetism. Magnetism on these people are experiencing is increasing. And that's something now that the media has waged a full war on against Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And they haven't stopped. And that all came from a single sentence, basically in a one-hour brief to the Ohio legislature, when she said, thoughts are, she did not say they had determined, thoughts are that there may be a relationship of magnetism and 5G to all of this. The media lost its mind. And what it shows you is, once again, like they always do, they've targeted something that they don't want people to know, and at the same time feel that they can disparage a character by going after what is true and making it sound as if it's some sort of tin hat idea. In our world, what is most difficult for those that are living in the matrix to accept or to red pill is the principle that every single bit of information that they are being fed is a lie. It is truly Satan's lair. And with that, there is this other principle of the injection, which now they are pushing for the shortening of the frequency between injections, and already knowing that the spike protein is going to cause a problem with this next round of normal seasonal flu, that they've already screwed up so many people, they're now accelerating the development of more injections. In the next couple of years, the people that take the injection, increasingly follow that pathway, are going to cease to become human, period. End of story. Whatever you believe, I can tell you the science behind what they are doing is to suppress the frequency of the soul to such a degree that they can then possess the body with some sort of other entity. That is their goal. Check out what CERN is doing. CERN's trying to open portals to another dimension. They're changing the frequency of the body to allow another entity to possess the body and bring about another type of human, which is both consciousness tied to AI and the soul of God will be destroyed. This is a dark time, and we are going to see two worlds, and we are seeing and will continue to see two worlds evolve before us. One world is the world of those that stand solid with faith, and I truly believe that we are in a window right now. This is just my assessment. This is nothing more. But I believe that we are in a window right now where we can actually bring across those, even those who have taken the injection, at least the first round, before it's too late. But I also believe that that door is going to slam shut. It's that metaphor I've used before of the river. That when we begin to walk down the river together, if we are two people walking, and you start at the headwaters of the river, you literally can walk almost side by side because the waters are so narrow near the headwater of a river. But as you descend from the mountains and you go down into the valleys where the river flows, the river gets increasingly wider, the current gets increasingly rough, and as you head out to where the river dumps itself into, say, the sea or the ocean, the gap becomes so wide and the currents become so difficult and deep that it becomes increasingly difficult to get across. Now you add to that, in the sense of the injection, this idea that you lose part of your ability to swim. So getting across is possible, but it increasingly becomes so difficult that it appears to be impossible. There's only one way a person can get across at that point, and that's true, absolute faith in God. But we are at a place right now where too many people have taken their salvation through an injection. And that is, they are seeking to save their lives through a medical company, seeking to repair their souls through a medical company, seeking to take their fear away through a medical company, and through science that's bunk, to try to modify their DNA without even a thought about it. You tell me one person you know who is a vegan or a vegetarian, or for that matter, someone who cares about their fitness. Take anybody in those categories and tell me somebody in those categories that does not read the ingredients on everything that they eat. That they don't take time, for example, to pick up a bag of protein and read every single thing that's in it. That they don't take time to pick up a package of vegan food and read every single thing that's in it. And yet, these same people will take an injection blindly, without having any concern for what's in it, and that's going into their blood. Right now, this is our opportunity and our mission above all, not only through prayer, but to introduce as many of these people as we can to truth. They won't like truth. Truth is one of those awful red pill things that people have to confront and deal with. But if we don't do that task and try to bring as many across as we can, there will not be a chance for them in the coming months. Some will die by virtue of what this injection is doing to their bodies, the reintroduction to the spike protein, of reintroduction to the coronavirus will initiate an autoimmune storm within their body that will eat them alive from inside. That's not bunk science. We're already seeing it happen. The first autopsy was done. And what's even more amazing is the whole truth behind this was put out very clearly in a video over a year ago, one I found yesterday. It simply walked through very clearly that there is a mRNA that is protected by a lipid nanoparticle or lipid nanoshell or coating. And it is that lipid nano coating around the mRNA that allows the mRNA to move into every single cell of the body. They're telling people it's not going to move past the shoulder area where they inject it. That's pure nonsense. By some estimates, it takes about 15 minutes to put the entire mRNA through every cell in the body. Think about that. We are at a place where humans are being transitioned. They've been deceived, but deception is on their choice, sadly. It's part of their free will. They have chosen to walk away from some very obvious truths and not ask questions. And as I have said over and over, much of this pivots on the idea that they do not want to confront not only the truth, but to take the time to work that truth through prayer and supplication with God. Scriptures warned us of these times. And it's always the same thing, not knowing exact dates, not knowing exact events. But we've been warned of the power of deception and what it takes to hold on to these times. And deception is just a matter of magnitude. We had 5 years of President Trump shaking up the world, getting people to ask the question of what was true, to question the mainstream media, to question the narrative. There is no, I would argue there isn't a person on the face of the earth that doesn't know the name President Donald J. Trump. And that's a good thing. Because love him or hate him, the fact of the matter is that his role was extremely effective in shaking up the narrative to make people question what they were seeing. And yet, so many have turned their back on truth and awakening. And at the core, we also see one of the greatest weaknesses of the left, which perhaps can be used in our own way to awaken. And that is the constant acceptance that life has such things as hatred in it as normal. Trump derangement syndrome is a classic example of this. The level of visceral hate that people have towards that man is unconscionable and it's unnatural. He's done nothing to them, and yet they literally seethe at the idea of his name or what he's done. When you ask them what he's done to them, they can't answer it. But what they know is hate. And hatred at that level is everything anti-God and anti-Christ. There is no normal place in the human existence where hatred is a normal state of being. Even in the worst cases of conflict and war, where people are literally dying, hatred is never an emotion that you find. Perhaps that's different when you get into inner city street violence. I don't know. But where we sit right now in a society is that there's still a component of hatred that runs through a large percentage of the population. And that's one of the reasons that they can accept the hand puppet, Joe Biden. And they can accept that hand puppet because even though he is a fraud, even though he is doing nothing, they don't have the intensity of hatred. And therefore, their thing is, that's better than nothing. Whatever was done, however it was done, to stir up and fan and stoke the flames of hatred within them, their body sought and continues to seek that place of calm. Even though calm is based on a lie. This is deception at a level that most of us have never imagined. And how it's been engineered is one of those great mysteries I'm going to dig into over my life, because it has been done on so many and it was done so effectively. But one of the critical components to being able to generate hatred in people is to separate people from God. Once there's a severing in that relationship with God, people are walking and seeking some sort of relationship with somebody. And what gets filled on the left is constant issues of idolatry. They believe in people. They put their worship in a man. It becomes the worship of Obama. It becomes the worship of Hillary. It becomes the worship even of Biden. It becomes the worship of liberal figures, constantly putting in the place and worshiping them with intensity and emotion, and even in a version of what they would consider love. They're placing these people in that role of a god. And when those people don't perform or conduct life in that manner, they then fall into the rage of anger. And they succumb easily to more lies and deception. We right now walk in a place where we are witnessing evil manifest around us. And it's as if we're watching the hands and reaching up and grabbing part of this humanity. The silence of leadership in this country over this injection is deafening. With nearly 6,000 people on the VAERS data alone just for the Pfizer and Moderna shots, and another 3,000 for Johnson & Johnson. It is stunning. Not one person in leadership is speaking out against it. Not one. Close to 400,000 people injured, and that's just the 1% reporting of VAERS. The real numbers are at least 10%, which means a factor of 10 more. At this point in time, we have lost more people to these injections than we did in the Vietnam War. And we have damaged more people in this through this injection than any war we've had since World War II. The churches are silent. The leaderships of our nation is silent. Hollywood is silent. No surprise there, but they are. The media is silent. Education is silent. And worse, and corporations are silent. And worse, there is a push to continue to incentivize people getting the injection. But notice that the one thing isn't happening. This is not being mandated at any level. It's given as an option, a choice of free will. And that should be the biggest clue to everybody in faith, with walking in Christ in our heart, to realize what is before us. It is a choice that you now make. It is a choice of whether you want to walk off the cliff and join the devil's lair, or whether you want to ascend through the narrow gate and take whatever challenges are before you to hold that line. We can talk and pray all day long. Ultimately, this is going to come down to individuals making a choice through their relationship in Christ and God. And if you don't have that foundation, I'm going to say it again, you will not make it. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor that pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near you, near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Through our relationship with God, through our love of Christ in our heart, is how we get through this. And it means you have to dig in deeper than ever before. This war is not going to end with a change of the election results. This war is not going to end with a few arrests. People are not going to be satisfied with hearing that the injection was a fraud. And in fact, if you look at what's happening, they can't even say it now, because even in a new government, if that was to happen, they would have to admit that they were complicit in having people be injected with a deadly substance. This is a time when true truth, the absolute truth, the truth of what has happened, will be hidden from our eyes and only be revealed through prayer and our relationship in God. It is the accountability. The only accountability that will end up coming or happening will be from the people. And it is a place that we have to stand and be with God in this whole place, this walk to protect humanity. And that therein is the role of the remnant. There is a remnant. And it's what will compose and is composing the remnant church. The church as we know it, as is defined, with few exceptions, is dead. And while there are people out here leading some churches, the constitution of those churches, the composition of those churches, the way they're fabricated, the 501c3, all that other nonsense, that system itself is dead. And it's going to require that leadership with those pastors that are out here leading that way to step away from that model, to redefine their churches in a new way forward, not dependent upon the old system and the corruption, not dependent upon the lures and traps that have been set there to bury them, but to lead that into a new era where we as the remnant, as a people, have to be part of that process, demand it, lead it, and rely or put our trust in God to do so. We are at a time when this war is only heating up. They will cover this error that they've made, a quote unquote, this deception that they've done, this conversion of humanity to transhuman, as people will suffer death. They will cover it with the proclamation that there is another round of viruses coming. They will push another round of injections. They will push more injections because what they have done is what they intended to do all along. They have changed God's programming within people's body. And in so doing, they have now created a dependency for those people to now depend upon the system for their salvation and protection. The only chance that those who have taken the injection have now are to be on their knees praying to God and coming to God and accepting that path of faith at any cost. Therein lies your greatest challenge. Because that cost might be the saving of a soul at the death of the body. That's where we have arrived. And there are few, I would argue, that can let go of the physical body enough to accept only the success of the soul and accept whatever consequences come by choices that they made, choices to walk away from God and put the dependence on God fully for whatever outcome comes their way. But we cannot stop in our attempt to try to awaken them to come to this side. These are dark times, and dark times have to be met with increased prayer and increased focus in relationship to God. A clarity and understanding that it is not about a building or a pastor or a priest, but in a relationship to Christ. An ability to raise people up with the true love and power and healing of the blood of Christ. And once people get to feel that and realize where this real fight has always been, one at a spiritual plane, those that can open their eyes to see can be set free from the darkness in the matrix grip. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this daily time in which we're able to come together, reflect deeply on the situation of the world and the blessings set before us. Lord, these are times that are becoming increasingly treacherous as we are challenged with the lures and the offerings of the deception to pull people across, as children are targeted and encouraged to defile the relationship with their parents, to defy the orders of their parents, and to make choices that will ultimately destroy them. as elderly are victimized and forced into situations to be left alone to take the injection, as families are torn apart. This is a time of remaking the order of the world as you intended, Lord. Some will achieve, others will fall. And so we pray for our ability to reach as many as possible, to awaken them, to have give them eyes to see and ears to hear, to see clearly what is before them and what this deception is. We pray for those who have taken the injection that they can find in their heart to seek true salvation through Christ and to you. We pray that that can be given to them in a way that they can understand that this is not a physical war, but a spiritual war, and that what's at stake is quite literally their soul. Guide us, protect us in this mission ahead. Give us strength as we move forward to speak the words that open their eyes and their hearts, and to provide the light that they can see a path out of the darkness in which they live. We say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. The burdens on each one of us in this time will increase. If we're going to be true to this path of God, they are not going to get lesser. They're going to become more. If you're looking for a vacation from all of this, a break from all of this, it's not going to happen anytime soon. We are in a state of war, and we'll stay there for some time, perhaps for the rest of our lives. Listen closely to the gifts that God gives you, because within all of this, there's always wonderful places of joy and love and celebration that we can enjoy each day. Maybe it's time, maybe it's that small bit of time you spend in the garden. Maybe it's time you spend drawing or playing music. Maybe it's time you just spend with yourself, taking a walk. Maybe it's writing. Whatever it is, listen to those gifts that God has within you and has given you to give yourself a break from the constant front lines of this fight. But understand that this fight is going to be waging for a long time. The consequences of what we are dealing with now will not go away. And the outcomes of this, while unknown, will transform pretty much everything that we have known in this particular version of the world. Let us hold true to our walk with Christ in all that we do. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into this fight. Prayers are the centerpiece and foundation of all that we do. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will win. I'll see you in the next hour. For peace be still. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
In the night, we were wild, we were golden. Sparks and embers fly away.
of Eden, running with the wolves of freedom. If you listen, hear the whispers, what the night knows. There's a revolution.